George, did you ever wake up one night and your entire idea of composition was changed?
Several times.
Tonight was one of those nights.
By whom?
By everybody. It's about to get worse.
All right, then.
I will not wake up in the morning and want to be a composer because it will have been done.
That's what they always say.
Yes, they do. Neil Rolnick with Oh Brother and Wake Up. Thank you. All right. We're going to take a deep breath. We're going to welcome Beth Griffith to perform the music of John McGuire. We need a kind of a deep breath here. We have a change of feel and also a change of focus and concentration. It's a work that demands a great deal of Beth Griffith and her singing abilities. Beth is one of the prime exponents of contemporary vocal music. And she spent a long time, John and Beth spent a long time in Germany, where they became, not only John becoming, what did they call you, John? A magical minimalist? I read an article about you recently which described you that way. And between your work there and the folks you studied with and the ways that you reconstituted in many ways the idea of composition has been thrilling. And of course Beth, with her ability not only to do the kind of singing you'll hear here, but extended voice and all sorts of other techniques. It's a rather remarkable experience. You're in the presence of everyone tonight, and in particular, Beth and John, some remarkable musicians who have brought especially new life to the entire world of composition and performance.
We can only hope that John's placing his CD in the bulk eraser will only be a short-term loss.
Music stand.
Yeah.
We need a music.
Does it go back into the closet?
This does require focus and concentration, so we'll.
Which mic? Do I take your mic?
You take mine, yes. As soon as you're ready.
Can
for
I
it.
Swivel this one around?
Oh, sure.
Oh, can we just pick it up?
Okay. Give you this and I'll drop it.
Yeah.
say, you didn't tell us why they were your girls.
Not girls.
We heard this afternoon.
There time for that story?
Yes, please.
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, I just, because I had to go into the studio and sing these, oh, I had to talk, sing octaves from as low as I could to as high as I could on all the different, the original plan was all the vowel sounds, but we only got through three. And then John put it all on keyboards, and they played all these choirs of myself. And then the first time I heard it, we had been lucky enough to have been invited to sing in South Africa. And that landscape just so impressed me. And I thought, I heard all those voices, and I thought, this is like being Africa. And I got all these girls, my girls are climbing these mountains, and I'm standing on one mountain in the middle, and we're all singing to each other. And the South African landscape. I don't know, I just, it was a fun image. And anyway, those are my girls.
Beth Griffith singing the music of John McGuire in all its voices, past and present.
We hear about religious people talking in tongues. I think Beth sings in tongues.
Well, I guess it could be. Yes. It is quite brilliant.
Meanwhile, station
ID.
This is WGDR Plainfield, WGDH, what is it, Hardwick, and this is the Calvos and Damien's New Music Bazaar 20th anniversary recording. What are we? We're a concert.
We are a concert.
Excellent.
This is real life, real live radio where mistakes are inevitable.
Not on our show.
No, well, George Hall.
Sure. Coming up.
God, George.
Well,
I will tell you why it's George.
I'll go over it.
Because it's Greg. But the reason it was George was because when I was in my teens, I went to a record store in New Jersey called Harmony House. And the guy in charge of Harmony House's name was George Hall. And he introduced me not only to a whole range of classical music, but also to John Coltrane and many other people who influenced my own work over the years. And so whenever the word Hall, whenever the last name comes up, it is always sort of impressed with this name George Hall, the guy whose head was shaved, unlike this Greg Hall, whose head is not. So,
you're lucky you weren't influenced by Robert Hall.
Yeah, well, I could sing that song.
Oh,
yeah. He's setting up over there. He's still getting his material ready. Okay. And you and because of a shift in performance, you have about an extra 5 minutes if you'd like to take it.
5 minutes?
Yeah. How's
Can
that?
We put that clock somewhere where I might see it?
Do you want that music stand again?
Music stand is fine. And I might even say a few things.
You are welcome to do so.
Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate it. And I'm doing something rather different from what I was doing 15 years ago when you first interviewed me. I've become rather more interested in the idea of classical, specifically compositional improvisation, that is, improvisation as done by a composer, but highly structured. There's a lot of free improvisation, and there's nothing wrong with free improvisation, but I've felt a lack of very highly structured improvisation in the style of Liszt and Chopin and such, so you might say it's compositional. I'll ease into it because I've always wanted, one of the reasons I started this and one of the reasons I started making templates for it, because I don't really play by ear, but I'm a good sight reader, so I developed templates to some extent so that I could improvise somewhat in the style of mostly Ravel and Scriabin, my early passions. I wanted to create it on the fly, as it were. There was never enough. So I'll ease into it with what I will often do with online audiences, which I should say that I perform a lot online in the online world, Second Life, which is a wonderful place for live musicians to broadcast to the world. So I'm going to start out with very Ravelian, I hope, improvisations, written improvisations, if that's not an oxymoron. Mostly in the style of Ravel, and I'm using the wonderful themes from the F major string quartet. Such wonderful themes deserve to be expanded more than Ravel had an opportunity, so I'll try to do it a little justice. That's my first work.
Gregory Hall, who's a neighbor, actually, comes over from Maine, and as you're sitting down there, it turns out that a dear friend of mine, pianist, who performed a large number of my pieces recently, has recently started working with Greg Hall. So Jesse Feinberg and Greg Hall are starting to work together. So let's hear these improvisations in the shape and style of Ravel.
Thank you.
But that's not what I really do for a living. Well, it is to some extent. Actually, I also play lounge piano, and I'm available for gigs and all kinds of good things like that. But we don't live in the 19th century. We live in the 21st century. And a lot of the other interest that I've had in improvisation has come from the idea of Scriabin's Mysterium, a lot of the very dedicated, forward-looking idea. And to this end, I've started working with a musician who deals in electronics, not an electronic musician because he's human, but he will take my piano sound and process it in rather magnificent ways, digitally analog, and I would have dearly loved to have him here tonight. We would have taken the whole time doing what we do. Essentially, we do an updating of the Promethean Ensemble, which is piano and infinite orchestra, or piano versus infinite orchestra. You think Tarangalila Symphony, you'll know that as well, but where was the Mysterium going? You know, it was going from the advanced tonality, yet still tonal, but advanced tonality that Scriabin was working with, to something probably much more improvisational. If you look at some of his sketches and read some things, he was going much more and more towards improvisation in an advanced tonal sense, which was heading towards chaos. And that's why I'd love to have Christos, my musician, with me, because he takes the sound, he brings in chaos in a way that the piano can't, and he allows me access to chaos in that way. So I'm going to do a little hubris here, I've done it before, and try to invoke what happens when you try to burst those bounds. So wish me luck.